So is it legal for Donald Trump to send the National Guard to California? I'm Abdullah Fayyad. I'm a writer at Vox.com. Part of the things I cover include presidential power. So the first thing you should know is that the last time this happened in Los Angeles was in 1992. That was under President George H.W. Bush in response to the Rodney King riots. The difference between 1992 and today is that there's no evidence that local law enforcement actually requested any federal backup. This was Trump acting on his own account and sending in the National Guard to respond to the protests from afar. The second thing you should know is that the last time a president sent the National Guard in without a state's consent is in 1965, when President Lyndon B. Johnson sent in the National Guard troops to Alabama to protect civil rights activists and protesters. The third thing you should know is that California Governor Gavin Newsom is already calling Trump's decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles unlawful. So far, Trump has not invoked the Insurrection Act that allows the president to send in the National Guard and other parts of the U.S. Armed Forces on U.S. soil to suppress a rebellion. What he has cited instead is Section 12406 of the U.S. Code, which gives the president the authority to call members of the National Guard of any state into federal service when there is, quote, a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. So the statute that Trump actually cited is more limited than the Insurrection Act. It also states that the call to bring in the National Guard must come through the governors, not necessarily through the president himself. And so that's why Governor Newsom is calling what Trump is doing unlawful, because he himself has not requested the National Guard to be sent into Los Angeles, which is why he has indicated that he will sue the Trump administration over this action.